Take him out of the children room, walk him out of the children room, and he'll look at me.
Don't get him over here because I'm so fast. What?
Over there at Pops, he got about a... Oh, I'm at close to a dozen apple trees. They're big trees. They produce a lot of apples there. All the different times they kicked off 20, 25 bushel of trees.
What, Chatham Orchard?
Uh-huh. And we got a pretty nice cellar. We'll pick them suckers and put a lot of straw down in that cellar, you know, and put them down in there. You got them good apples that'll keep up to about Christmas time if you get them in a pretty good place. But during that time when you got all them apples, you can't get the kids. Any of these grandkids eating apples, but just as soon as you run out of apples and you have to buy them in town for 2 bits a pound, you can't fill them up.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You can't buy anything like his apples around here.
What kinds does he have?
He got them delicious apples, and then he got them, what other kind is it, huh? He got them good red delicious apples, kind of shaped, kind of like a pear.
Oh boy.
Rolling good apples.
Yeah.
Hard. They sure good.
Sweet?
Yeah, they sweet. You just run out of them, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we'll probably let them ripen pretty well in a tree if the birds don't get used to working on them too much. And then we'll start picking them and take them down in that old cellar where it's cool. Boys are down there and heat it. They can get you one of them and bite into it. That old juice is just running.
Yeah. You know, does he spray?
He never has. He's a little afraid of it. Mm-hmm. He said he's afraid to get somebody in there that don't know how to spray or use their own soap and hurt the apples.
Do they get wormy?
Not bad. Hmm. They sure haven't.
Well, I sprayed mine in blossom time, but I should have sprayed 2 weeks ago, and I didn't.
Yeah.
I got the first one on, but I didn't get the second.
His apples fall off trees pretty bad now a lot of times. I imagine that is probably need to be spraying for that reason. Of course, you get a lot of wind, too, and knock them off.
Well, maybe water, too. Maybe
yeah.
They need water.
He got 3 or 4 old pear trees been there, I don't know how many years. A long time, and they still bear pears. Them old pears, if you wrap them in paper and put them in dark clothes, they'll last till Christmas.
Hmm. What kind does he have?
I don't know what kind they are.
Little
there?
Ones or?
No, they're big pears. All them suckers get as big as that boat. Yeah. Hmm. You don't pick them pretty green though, just right before freezing. We moved up here in 33, and they was there when we moved up here.
Hmm. Uh-huh. Where'd you move from?
South Arnett. About 15 miles.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the center of a cherry?
The seed?
Mm-hmm. If you're showing somebody how to do something and you see he's doing it differently, you say, oh, don't do it that way, do it.
Do it this way?
Uh-huh. What would you call the center of a peach?
Well, it'd be the seed, I guess, because he had a seed.
What would you call a peach that, or the meat sticks to, where the meat sticks to the seed?
You mean what kind of a peach?
Mm-hmm.
The name of that particular peach?
Well, just that kind, where the meat sticks to the seed.
Well, it's them plains, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. How about one where the meat doesn't stick?
That's mostly the Albertas, aren't they?
Any special term just for that kind of a peach where the meat doesn't stick? Any kind of a peach where the meat is loose?
Oh, it's probably called an eating peach. That cleans is more a cooking peach, mm-hmm. I believe. Our names aren't cleans, aren't they? A peach, when you plant the peach seed, isn't that what you get?
I think so.
I believe that's right.
I wanted to put out a new peach tree. This one I had never bore any fruit. It's only been out 2 years. It was a dwarf. Gee, it was a pretty little tree though. But it was an Alberta. I wanted to get a Bella Georgia and stick in there, a white peach.
This old man appeared a lot of white peaches.
Mm.
Them white peaches are good.
Oh boy.
But they get bruised when they fall off. They don't keep no time.
Oh.